Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Divers have recovered the bodies of two of the six workers missing from the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Investigators are reviewing a data recorder from the freighter that crashed into the bridge, causing it to fall. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the tragedy has caused disruptions that will resonate beyond Baltimore.
The collapse of the Key Bridge is not just a Maryland crisis. The collapse of the Key Bridge is a global crisis. The national economy and the world's economy depends on the port of Baltimore.
Cruise ships that dock in Baltimore are being rerouted along with the vehicles that had used the bridge each day. Federal investigators say some of the 56 hazardous containers on the freighter were damaged in the crash. A bipartisan group of legal experts is asking Congress to impose limits on a sweeping presidential power. NPR's Gary Johnson reports on efforts to overhaul the Insurrection Act of 1807.
The law gives presidents the power to use federal troops on American soil to curb insurrections or rebellions here at home. Legal experts say it operates as a blank check for the president, and it's easy to imagine possible abuses. They're pressing Congress to narrow how a White House can use that power and to demand that presidents consult with state officials and federal lawmakers. They also want to see Congress impose time limits on the Insurrection Act authority to make sure that troops disperse after an emergency ends. It's not clear whether there's enough support to move the proposal before the November election in this closely divided Congress. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
For the first time in 2 years, Russian airstrikes have hit the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. NPR's Hannah Palamarenko reports that at least one person was killed in the assault and dozens of others were injured.
Russians attacked one of the city's central districts. One shell hit a school and another landed in a playground, damaging residential and administrative buildings. Kharkiv was hit twice with a new ammunition, which we have not recorded in the city of Kharkiv before, said Oleg Sinyagubov. He is the head of the regional military administration. A few hours earlier, Russia struck the southern city of Mykolaiv with ballistic missiles, destroying an industrial facility. The city's mayor said 8 civilians were wounded in the attack. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
Some 140 Christian leaders have signed a letter urging the United States to help bring about an immediate ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. The letter was organized by the Washington-based group Churches for the Middle East and cites concerns that the war in Gaza and the expansion of Israeli settlements will only lead to more death and destruction. You're listening to NPR News. A state bar judge in California is recommending the disbarment of John Eastman, an attorney at the center of efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Judge Yvette Roland has found Eastman culpable on 10 of 11 counts filed by the California State Bar last year. Judge Roland also recommends that Eastman pay $10,000 in damages into a fund that reimburses victims of shady attorneys. The Walt Disney Company and the state of Florida say they've reached a settlement ending a year-long legal dispute. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the dispute began when Disney's CEO said he would try to overturn a law that critics call Don't Say Gay.
The Parental Rights and Education Act restricts how issues involving sexual orientation and gender identity are discussed in the schools. After Disney's CEO criticized it, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis worked with lawmakers to revise a 50-year-old law, removing the company's self-governing status and putting it under control of a board appointed by the governor. Disney lost a legal challenge in federal court. The settlement announced by both parties ends lawsuits pending in state court. DeSantis' office is calling it a win for the Florida governor. In a statement, Disney says the settlement, quote, opens a new chapter of constructive engagement with the new leadership. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Former crypto magnate Sam Bankman-Fried is set for sentencing Thursday for fraud and money laundering. Prosecutors say he should spend up to 50 years in prison for stealing billions of dollars from investors in his now-defunct crypto exchange, FTX. Defense attorneys are seeking 7 years. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.